Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford, and as you know, I've had a long-standing interest in the biology, the treatment of colorectal cancer. And I've always been fascinated by the role, the potential role of vitamin D, recently picked up in a very interesting new type of analysis that was conducted by Professor Theodorakou and colleagues and reported recently in the British Medical Journal. And this is something called an umbrella review. I hadn't come across this term before, but it's when school professionals take an overview of meta-analyses and so on across the literature for something like vitamin D, which is what they performed, not just for cancer, but across all of health, lots of work in skeletal muscular disorders. Cardiovascular disorders as well as cancer. And what they found was they found 107 systematic literature reviews, 74 meta-analyses of observational studies of plasma vitamin D concentrations, and 87 meta-analyses of randomized controlled trials of vitamin D. So a huge literature that's been summarized, reviewed, summarized and viewed repeatedly in a whole variety of nicely, methodologically, statistically strong results. Where does it take us? Well, the role of vitamin D in colorectal cancer prevention, possibly treatment, is biologically plausible. We know that the receptors there, we know that the enzymes responsible for activation of vitamin D to 125 dihydroxyvitamin D, the active principle, the biological, the biochemical machinery, is present. We know that in vitro and animal models, vitamin D has important effects on cell growth, cell morphology, and cell cycle kinetics. I mean, a whole range of biological factors that would be relevant and germane to control of cancer. There are many observational studies, as we just said. I mean, a vast literature that's been summarized many times over. And the conclusion of this umbrella review was in cancer, particularly colorectal cancer, the evidence is suggestive of benefit for vitamin D. But what the authors pointed out was that despite biological plausibility, despite there being a positive trend towards improvements in outcomes in terms of prevention, in terms of reducing elements of disease recurrence, that there were not sufficient prospective randomized trials. So there's a key gap in their knowledge, if you like, the defining evidence, the home run, if we like, that we'd require to be utterly convinced of what role vitamin D plays in the broad management and the prevention and treatment of colorectal cancer. Big question about dose. Should we seek to replenish and to treat towards what we think is the internationally recognized normal range? Should we be treating the recommended dose 400 to 600 units per day? Should we be going higher? There are trials of 3,000 to 4,000 units per day. What is interesting is that for those of us who live in the north, I'm Scottish, as you know, one can tell by accent, there's no doubt that there is an inverse correlation between vitamin D levels and likelihood of propensity to developing colorectal cancer. So in the northern, darker Scandinavian countries, Scotland, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, the Danes and so on, there is this relative lack of vitamin D, long dark nights, short, often wintry summers. But when I worked in Qatar, probably the sunniest place on earth, when we systematically checked vitamin D levels with my colleague there, Dr. Kakil Razo, we found very high levels of hypovitaminosis D in the sunniest place on earth. And that's simply because it was too hot to go out. And therefore, in common with Qatari citizens, we spent a lot of our life indoors, in air-conditioned boxes, moving from an air-conditioned car to a shopping mall to a home to an office. And really, did we go out in the sun? In Australia, the land of the sun, but of course, there has been a huge campaign to reduce overexposure to the sun and risk of melanoma. Again, there are very high levels of vitaminosis D there too. So, No definitive answer. My tendency, my leanings are towards saying that vitamin D supplementation, probably at a sort of safe, normal range of delivery, seems like a pretty reasonable thing to do, with a sort of likelihood of there being some benefit, but no absolutely hard evidence of doing this. But along with aspirin, vitamin D might be one of those things that we should consider taking. Those patients who live in the north and who've had resection of a colorectal cancer, it may be something that would be worthwhile. I can't say anything stronger than that, but watch the literature and let's look out for planned prospective randomized trials to give us the definitive evidence we require to make stronger recommendations, other than just a vaguely intuitive feeling for a old, tired, over-the-hill oncologist like myself. Listen, thanks for listening. And as always, please post any comments in any size, shape or form that you'd like. Medscapers, ahoy.